We are Siman Zayin, Siv Zayin. We're at the end of Siv Zayin, which is probably next to the last page in your, next to the last side in your copies. It starts with a long Ramo. We dealt last week with Ayavai and Sinai, with the Dayan being a friend or enemy of one of the Balei Dinim. And the Mechaber asks it straight out, Ayavai Sinai. And we've learned it out of a pasuk, V'hulay Ayav Lai V'lay Mevakish Ra'asai. But the Ramah made a chiluk. The Ramah said that Ayav and Sinai are not possible unless it's Ayav Gomor and a Sinai Gomor. Ayav Gomor and Sinai Gomor means Shushminai, somebody who helped him as he was going to his wedding day. And Sinai Gomor is someone who didn't speak to him for 3 days. As a matter of practical halacha, not that negeya, because people today choose dayanim. There's no dayani here who compel anybody to come to them. But it's still negeya. Sometimes after a din Torah, someone finds out that one of the dayanim was a friend of the other litigant, and then it becomes something something upsetting. What? Well, b'di'eved, we're going to learn that the din is a din. If it's a regular ayev and a regular sinai, if it's a very close ayev and a very extreme sinai, usually he would know about it. If he's a sinai, at least.
Unfortunately, nowadays, when someone loses, he says,
Oh, yeah, they always find stories to say, and that's it's the flip side of it, I guess. It's we don't let overturn a din easily. If they didn't sign, you can't force them anyway. If they didn't sign, that's just mediation. You can't enforce it.
But we tell them to sign?
We try, yeah. But they didn't try to get the two sides to sign arbitration agreements. So that
the guy also that refuses to.
It's really sort of a waste of time, unless they're really sure. Unless they're coming b'shalom, which happens. It's a waste of time to people who are at each other's throats. And they don't sign an arbitration agreement, so what's going to happen? They're not going to listen anyway. We try to get them, yeah. Okay, there are two nakudas. The arbitration agreement, if it doesn't name anyone, then it's worthless. What does an arbitration agreement mean? We will go to arbitration, but in front of who? Yeah, it usually mentions one and whoever he chooses. It could mention three also. Aaron has more experience with this than
the
I do.
The form says three, and they only put one. So
the pub says three. All right. It's a standard form, the arbitration agreement. The courts like it. No court wants to have to make a decision. Am I correct? The courts like arbitration.
Does that have some name of the Aaron also in it? That's what I'm trying to say.
Very much has to have somebody's name. They, of course, they're Dayan. Who else's name they're going to put? Okay, so there are two the PSs or two endings of Siv Zayin. So if you look at the end of the Ramah, right before Siv Ches, Hamanada Chaveri, the last two and a bit lines. Hamanada, this incredible psak, look at what it says. Hamanada Chaveri, somebody who puts somebody in Cherim. Obviously, it means a bezdin or somebody of authority that put someone in cherim. Mishum shezildu b'kvaydai. Yochel adayna yachakach mayachashenay sainay. Hear this? He puts someone in cherim. Afterwards, he could be a dayan for him. He doesn't hate him. Just put him in cherim. Huh? How do you put a cherim? I don't hate him. What should I do? The halach is I have to put you besazel in my covet. I have to put you in cherim. No, I'm not really makvid, it's not personal. So I don't know, look in Smach of Dalit, which is the third wide line, beginning of the third wide line, in this Smach. Smach of Dalit, Yochel Dede Akach, I'm a Dake Moshe, She Maram Kosav Din Zemi Atzmai, the Ramah wrote this din on his own, Lama din zemi uvda de Gemara perakasari yochsin is a maisa there in perakasari yochsin. Rabbi Yehuda shamte luhu gavra. Rabbi Yehuda put someone into chayrim. V'hada achris alav da avdahu, and then he paskened on him that he's in heaven. So from that Gemara we learn you can pasken on someone after you put him in chayrim. V'hinichay b'tzarech iin sham ba'gal kasnafti efshalay ma'hainu dafke shvar patra mi'anidoi. Dafka the chayrim is off. Asu kishacher imai. Then he's at peace with him. Like shadayin ubanidoi. Not when he's in lila chayrim. Very hard to understand when a person is still in chayrim that this should go on. Now, and coincidentally, just last week, there was an incident here in Flatbush. There had been, this is Tufshin Ayin Aleph, that's 2011. There was a chayrim put out against somebody in the Sephardic community. And this person is suing the Dayanim in Beis Din. He can't sue unless he goes to Beis Din. He went to an Ashkenaz Beis Din. He didn't tell him there was a chayrim against him. So the Sephardic Rabbanim sent me a copy of the chayrim to try to tell the person there was a chayrim. I'm very impressed by the chayrim. It's the way it used to be. By Ashkenazim, we stopped doing chayrims for the last 100 years or so, 150 years since the beginning of the reform movement in Germany, where all the chayrims backfired. Chayrims in Western society, when you put a chayrim against someone, he becomes the underdog and you make him famous. Like if you have a book and you want it to sell well, you got to find a rabbi to ban the book. And it shouldn't be too many rabbanim because then... But you get one or two rabbis to ban the books, everyone's going to be curious what the book is like. But the Sfaradim, they still have some level of authority. And this is signed by five rabbanim in the Sfaradic community. And it's a geshmak hacherim, it really is. It's a cherim of someone who didn't give his wife a get. And it says his name here, I'm not going to read it. But... it says, in our community, we don't have the power to beat him up. Don't do him any favors. You do any business with him. Or to be a male for his children. Or to bury him. I would think they would look forward to burying him. Until he gives a get. It's a funny thing. They're not going to bury him until he gives a get. What does that mean exactly? This is part of the chayrim. Ubechol churma sheyirtzu bezin yachayim lahachmei kaigavna. Ubevach lo yinadu oisei. It says here, harchok yisei lo yidu oisei ke harchok yis Rabbeinu Tam. It was an Ashkenazi. But ke harchok yis Rabbeinu Tam. Chol shein oisei maisei begufa ilav. It's not called being ma'asta the get. And it gives directions. It says, lo yishidia lagaboyim. Laharchik miyish hazeh. Lo yilchabdei ba'aliyah l'tayra. Like the tzarfei l'minyan, can't count him in 10. Ein l'sheves b'michitzasai, you shouldn't sit near him. Ein l'sheves b'michitzasai b'beis ha-knesses, b'chol mokim ha-acher. Ein l'asisim ha-tayva, tayva. Ve'ein l'asis lo yul isha shloch, he had taken a second wife. Shum shirusim ki l'asim, no community services. Ein l'asminai b'misivis, you shouldn't invite him to any gatherings, b'kerav ha-kihila. Until the chayrim is taken off. And it also says that they instruct, this is in the Syrian community, that the coming Shabbos, in all the shuls, they should announce this. And a man refuses to give a get, and he's in the chayrim. It says it somewhere in the language here. Shafarsim shmei b'rabim b'shabbos abon olein ol'tayva. Say the yadati b'ni yadati. It's Pashto Hayechi, I guess. So it's I guess the way it should be. So I got a response, not from the man himself, but from his representative in Beis Din, that he gave a get to the first wife, and they didn't take off the chayrim. So of course he writes, of course, and he said I didn't get paid for the get either. So he went and got a letter from a rav to be mevatel to get, after the get was given. And now, He's married to a second wife who wants a get. So right now he has two women running after him for a get. It's a letter that was mevatel the first get. I know details. I only know from one email. And what? I have no idea. I'm only repeating. So the Ashkenaz Bezin got involved. They pulled back, but they said, you know, now he has two agunas. You know, he's like the star of the aguna team. He's got two women who want to get from him.
And,
I don't know. I'm not sure what how far the cherem goes. If the children would be living with him, maybe if they're living with the mother, you're not punishing the mother. Why, he's angry. He should have gotten paid for giving the get. That's what he's upset. I'm only could read you an email from the Bezdin. The email from the Bezdin, what his representative said, but okay. I only know what I read to you. That's what it said. And this is in the Syrian community, still a community. And the ones who signed it are very four out of five. I know they're respected rabbanim. So that's what a cherem is like. A cherem is not off until it's taken off. And a cherem is chal. Even if a man dies b'cherem, they don't bury him together with the community. They bury him. The problem when it says ein l'kayvra, it didn't mean don't bury him, and not to bury him in the community plot. So anyway, this is the old nidoy, which they still have. Maybe some of the Chassidish communities still have it. But generally, Ashkenazim have stopped doing any type of nidui at all. And, okay. Oh, there's a second topic. That's the last line. Ayin lekamon simon lami gimel sif. What does it say? Vav. Ayin lekamon lami gimel. You don't have lami gimel vav there. But it's a geshmaka topic. The topic of mechutanim. Mechutanim. People whose children married each other, whether they're krivim. If my son married someone else's daughter, does that make me a relative to my mechutin? Does it doesn't make an erva, that's for sure. Does it make any type of a mechutin? So I think there's a very common mistake. Well, let me first tell you what it says. And I think there's a common error in Lagabi Edis. So again, Ramah says to look at Lamed Gimel Vav. Now, when he talks about Lamed Gimel Vav, he really wants to get to the end of it, where B'dieved it talks of it's a din. But I'll read to you what it says. Avi Chosen Vavi Kala. The Mechutanim. The father of a Chosen, the father of a Kala. Mi'idin Zelazeh. The Kasha to say this one to the other. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. Ramah says, Yeshayrim Avagad La'idis Ksherim. He's masking the kosher to say testimony. Excuse me. Asurin lo doin. But legabe simin zayin, which is why it's shayach to hear, there can be a dayin. A mechutin can be a dayin for his mechutin. Davalei ka'ayei v'sainei. Which one? It's so strange. Isn't it strange? Davalei ka'ayei v'sainei. I guess it's one or the other. What? Really? I don't know. The Mechutanim, Baruch Hashem, happy with all my Mechutanim, but you know them for the week of Sheva Brachis, and hopefully you have other Simchas to meet them afterwards. And I don't know. Davalei Kayi Vesainei, Afilu Dayin Kavu, Yachalaymer Eini Mekubali. And even if it's Dayin Kavuna, a person could say that I'm not interested in using him as a Dayin. And that's the basic din. There's a shach here. The shach says, "I am b'tshuvas Maram Lublin." The shach there on Lamed Gimel. He doesn't tell you what the Maram Lublin says. He just says, "I am b'tshuvas Maram Lublin," and there he says that he doesn't get it. The mechaber shita was every friend and every enemy is possible. So like the Mechaber, we could understand that a Mechutin could be an Oyev or a Sainei. But the Ramah said that's not true. He said to be a Dain only Oyev Gomor and Sainei Gomor. Oyev Gomer, that he's a Sushvinin when he gets married. Sayyid Gomer, he didn't talk to him 3 days, Machmasina. So the Ramah says, I don't understand. Why is the Ramah agreeing to passel for din a Mechutanim? They're not Oyev Gomer and Sayyid Gomer. There's no reason to think that that's true. It's a Dava Pella. The Pella is even more stronger, because over there, it's the Ramah ends, Nirali b'di'evet dinay din. Nirali b'di'evet and the din is a din. And everybody, the Gra and the Sma, and I think Baragai, they all say chitzu, why is dinay and din? I read the Gra. The lav kashashvinayu, ayin simen zayin, is the zayin. We understand what that means now, right? B'di'evet a machutin, the din is a din. The lav kashushvinayhu, he's not such a big ayev. Ayesim is ayesim zayi with Rabbah Paskins, that if he's not a ayev gomor, that it's then it's fine. So the psula chatchila to be a dayan. Okay, if that's only gay, I don't think in today's day anyway. When we don't force people, so no one's going to take a machutin anyway. But now, when I say there's a common mistake, it has to do with Eidei Kiddushin, or Eidei Ksuba, about using Mechutanim. It's commonly said that Mechutanim are not kosher to be Eidis for Davar Shebe'er, for Gittin or Kiddushin, or Gittin or Ksuba. Matter of fact, someone told it to me, B'Shem Rav Kreisworth, I was once at a wedding, so you know, at a wedding you have a choice. I was once at a wedding, and they called up the Eidei Kiddushin, and they weren't there. And they called up another one, I think he wasn't there. And finally they called up someone from the shul here. It happened to be, it was Haimi Brat, happened to be. Not Lashon Hara, he didn't do anything wrong. So he goes up, ready to do the Kiddushin. Someone whispers to me, Haimi is a mechutin. I told him it's okay. Why tell him it's okay? I think there's a serious toas in the world when somebody says mechutanim apostle la'edis. What's a mechutin? My son married Pliny's daughter. Pliny and I are mechutanim to each other. If I get married, there's a chumrah, Pliny shouldn't be my witness. When another child of mine gets married, it's not his mechutin. Not his mechutin. If you hold such a thing, I'll explain where it comes from in a minute, because it says mechutanim akasha leidis, it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you hold for Davar Shebe'er, we don't use mechutanim. It's a toss what the Velt is saying. Mechutanim means when I marry off my child, he can't be an aid. He's not aid on me. He's not saying this on me. He's saying it's on my son. My son is getting married. And he is an aid on the Mechutin's child. Why are they saying Mechutanim Apostle, so you can't call a Mechutin to be an aid on your child? What's one thing I have to do with the other? It's very, very hard to, it's very, very difficult to understand that level of psul. What? They. Yeah, they can't say to each other, but that's... What do you mean? Your sister's husband is puzzled to you. Your sister's husband's parents are not your relatives. You're allowed to marry them.
Didn't the Rav teach that if there's any hint...
Yeah, we try to stay away if there's any hint. So, that's why.
For the
Tnaim and Kusha for the Tnaim is something else. Why do you say it's possible for Tnaim?
The father is the Tnaim.
There is a Makar to Pasel, a Mechutin. It says, Bein Erisin L'Nesuin. Why? Because between Erisin and the Suin, he's got to come up with money for the Nadin. So he has a Mamanis Dikad in Torah, the Mechutin wants to make sure he's got plenty of money. So it's not a Psul Kurva at all. It's a Psul Negev Adavar.
What's the
So the makar that they refer to is actually comes from a Gemara. Different mechutin is kosher. So that, what I'm saying is the idea of mechutin this pasul is mentioned by that mechutin. He's his mechutin now, waiting. Now it's the Aegis on his business deal. So since he's not a Vidover, so there's this meaning to pass on. But I think it's a mistake. I don't think there's a makar anyway if they have to nesuin. And okay, it's one thing lechatchila. It's one thing, you know, ready luhanitz lamais. Okay. At any rate, so these are the two nekudas at the end of Siv Zayin. Let's move on to Siv Ches. Siv Ches is, now listen to this. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hasoinim Ze Ezeh. And we would hope that this wouldn't happen, but sometimes Talmidei Chachamim are very passionate about their opinions. If you have two Talmidei Chacham who hate each other, and remember the Mechabes Shita is any level of sinna, Asurim Leishe B'din Yachad. Now think about this. They're two Dayanim in the same Din Torah. Why do we care that they don't like each other? They're judging about people that are just off the street. Shebibnei Asinah Shebineyem Das Kol Echad Mehen Listar Divrei Chaveiro. Because they have negius, I don't like him. He says the svara, so I'm gonna go against the svara because he said it. Since he said it, therefore it's not good. So I don't know. I never like to accuse anybody of having such a relationship, but I don't know. Very often, I don't even know what to say. What? Oh, okay, very good. So the Achrayim talk about what happens if the Ayavim says you have two Dayanim that are good friends one to the other. So what? Should be good? Why shouldn't it be good? Right, so first look at this Sma. Which letter is the Sma? Yudalit, is it? And not Yudalit. Sorry. Again, Sheikh Mahasen is there, Asurim Leisha B'din Yachad, Mahasen Shebeinayhem, they're going to Paskin. Sorry. Okay, I'm not sure. I thought the Sma Itach Tavarov says it's kosher. Okay, we'll see. I don't see it in the Sma. Okay, maybe I'll find it afterwards. At any rate, in Shulchan Aruch it only says Sinah. It doesn't say Ava. There's a tshuva in the Yaivitz, in Chelik Beis of the tshuva of Yaakov Emden's tshuvas. The first tshuva in Chelik Beis, and Yaakov Emden tainis that Ayavim should also be no good, because if you like somebody and he says a svara, you're going to want to, just like if you don't like him, you want to be slicer devarav. If you like him, you're going to end up being looking to be Mekayim Devarav, and therefore it should be no good. Now the Shulchan Aruch, what?
Should be worse.
Should be worse. Why? Because there'll be two.
But it's sinner, eventually it will compromise. Then
it should be, I'll tell you a different reason, it should be worse. When you have two that hate each other, so business three. They hate each other, they'll disagree. So third person will figure out who's right and they'll get a good psak. If they like each other and the bias to go together, they're already two, the third person can't do anything. He's stuck. So Reb Yaakov Emden, the time is that the shayel, the tide is very strongly. Reb Yaakov Emden is masking that it should be a that Oyev should be a psul. And do you hate him? Do you love him? The Ramah said beferish. The Ramah said over there, and that's why it's saying in the tzu here. Kosher lahayid v'loy ladoin. He said loy ladoin. It's funny. He said I even besign him. It's taka true. He said I even besign him. You mean because the Ramah is talking about being a dayan for a mechud, sitting together. I guess it would be the same thing. If they're not that level, even v'sainim, that was the taina under Ramah that Ramah Shitasa should be makshir them anyway. But I guess it would be right. It would be the same nidah. But the Birkei Yosef brings the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Chida, who lived not much after Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden was in the late 1600s. The Chida brings Rabbi Yaakov Emden that if the Ayyavim Zeh said that they shouldn't be Dayanim, he said that Rabbi Yaakov Emden says if the Ayyavim Zeh said they shouldn't be Dayanim together, and he says it's not true. Shulchan Aruch says only Sainim. He says Remes Ladavar Yavamis Taf Tesvav Beiselu Beishamai Lalamdecha Shechiba Vareyes Nayigin Zeh Bezeh. Even though Beiselu and Beishamai argued all the time, but there was chiba v'reis between them. That's the way it is in yeshiva. People scream at each other and argue with each other, and it doesn't somehow, most of the time, it doesn't become personal. Kachi darka. I remember the first Yom Tif after I got married, the first sukkah, we went to Eretz Yisrael. My wife had a great uncle, Olav Shalom, who was in Bnei Brak. So we went to Bnei Brak for 2 days of sukkahs. And for our 2 days, for that was one day, for 2 days of Sukkot. And he was from the original settlers in Bnei Brak. Remember, he pointed to the door, he said, when we moved in, there were scorpions. I don't even know what a scorpion looks like, Baruch Hashem. He said, out my door, there was sand and scorpions. And a cousin came over. So we got into an argument that there's a Michas Chinuch and Hilchas Sukkah by Mitzvah HaBavera. So we got into an argument about it. So we were, you got a little vocal with each other, you know, like it was, like the way you argue with Beis Medrash. So my wife, like, she touched me, stop, you're like, you know, like they're going to be angry at you. But not angry, you remember it fondly, you know, like it's a nice thing when you get into an argument over learning. So probably that's the answer that, so it depends. The Ayyavim said that means that they can agree with each other when they're talking and learning. Love Dafka. Even if he's your friend, you don't necessarily agree with him. You very often argue with him. So it's only Sainim and it's not Ayyavim. It's Vay Basufa, the end of friends at the end. Yeah, that's what it says. They argue, they're Ayyavim, and then they become. Yeah, Nachinami. At any rate, this is the machlokes. What about b'di'eved? Shnei talmid chacham asayin zeh. What's the din of the b'di'eved? So the Shach writes in Yudalid, ayim asher kosav bach b'zeh. I always don't know what does he mean when he tells you, look at the bach, but he doesn't paskin. He means the paskin like the bach. So he says, I am Bach, who wrote such and such. So he just writes, I am Bach. What does the Bach say? So the Be'er HaGoyla brings the Bach. If you look in the Be'er HaGoyla halfway down, the beginning of a line, the little asterisk, the Kosav HaBach, Shenirim him sinim gemurim. If they're sinim gemurim, then if they don't talk to each other for 3 days, I would think there shouldn't be dayanim. But anyway, him sinim gemurim, ein dineyam din. Even b'diavad, it's not a din. The midiraisa oser. It's a psul diraisa midrasha from the drasha dekra v'leim mevakish rasai. It says v'hulay sinim alai. That's psul aydis v'leim mevakish rasai psul dayanis. So the Bach that the Gros Sechenin Tzu says that even b'di'eved, the Psak is not a Psak, and Pischei Tshuva Yud Ches, which is at the end of the first column in the Pischei Tshuva, about 8 lines up, Sainim says, I am Be'er HaGoyla B'Shem HaBach. If you want to know how I noticed the Be'er HaGoyla, he says, I am Be'er HaGoyla B'Shem HaBach. Chein Kosev B'Seif B'Rikki Yosef V'Islamid. Rabbi Yonah b'chidusho Sanhedrin mashma. Now listen to what he says. Tosh sheiter b'chum asayin demahainu afilu b'diyevan ayin sham b'chus avayid. Now listen to a chida. B'yislamid hey. Ein limnoi shnei anoshim b'minoi v'im rechaykim b'tivam v'anagosam. You shouldn't make two people who work together in any minoi, in any appointment. They have to work together. V'im rechaykim b'tivam v'anagosam. That they have different natures. One has a different nature than the other. Sha'af b'balei chayim ikpida toira b'shuntzar balei chayim. Says you now put a shor and a chamor yachdav on a to pull a plow, and the chinuch says why? Because the shor and chamor have different natures and they're going to be mitzar each other. So he say just like you don't put a shor leisacharish, just like leisacharish harav chinuch tufkav chayim, just like you're not allowed to put them to plow together. You shouldn't appoint two people together who have a different nature, one than the other, to do a position of minui. Tell the good thing, the way he says it, that you shouldn't. I once heard from Ramesh Shapiro, once Shavasa Batamiz, I was Narsameach, he spoke there. He spoke about the 5 things that happened. He spoke about the breaking of the Luchas. He said when they broke the Luchas, the Pirkei Avos says that the Isis Parchas Ba'avir. So what does it mean, Isis Parchas Ba'avir? So he said it means that after the first Luchais, there were Isis Parchas Ba'avir, different groups of Klal Yisrael took different Chalokim in Torah. He said, that's why sometimes you sit down at a Simcha with Talmidei Chachamim from other groups of Klal Yisrael, and the way you talk and learn, the way they talk and learn is like 2 different Shrachim, you can't even talk to them. You know, there's the literature way of learning, and then there are other, the Mahalchim in learning. He said, because to have it's a different nature. Within Torah, there's a different nature. So he said, the same thing with Dayanim. You should have people that can work together, not people that can't work together. And therefore, he says, here, B'Shem Debach, that when you have 2 people that are, Sainim Zazah, even the different Teva, whatever reason they're Sainim, that even B'Dieved, the din is not a din. So we have here the Bach, the Shach, the Baragayla, and Pischei Tshuva. Now here is an interesting thing. The Chidushei Haran on Ksubis was uncovered about 100 years ago, maybe less than 100 years ago. The Chidushei Haran, the Ran in back of the Gemara has always been in back of the Nishas. But the Sefer Chidushei Haran was uncovered. I think it was smuggled out of behind the Iron Curtain, piecemeal, and it's been published now. The Chidushei Haran looks like any other Rishon, except that the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, the Gra, the Sman, the Shach, nobody has Chidushei Haran. In the Chidushei Haran, we have here a Rishon in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Tes, he says not like the Bach. He says, B'di'eved dineihem din, B'di'eved it's when the Seidim says, that the din is a din. And he mentions what I said before, that what's terrible if they're saying that they'll disagree. Each one will argue vehemently for his side. And then the shlish will paskin. The halacha is a da'yim umcha da paskin's mominis, din I din. So what's so terrible? So he says that but the evidence good. So we have an old dispute. Excuse me?
The Ran is not talking about Sodom and Gomorrah.
He's not machalik. The logic would apply to Sodom and Gomorrah too. That that if they're Sodom Zezer, that be the Eved. So what's so terrible? I mean, they hate each other. It doesn't mean in Bezek they spit at each other. That's not going to change the Psak Din. It means that they're going to argue in Svara, and he'll say this, and he'll say that. He says, that's Geshmak. It's the most Geshmak thing when the Ksais and the Sivis argue, and each one, like, doubles down on his Shita, so you really Mevara Sugya that way, you know, and when the Sivis saw the Ksais. So he quotes him and he fights with him. So the Ksais, who was a contemporary, says, not fair. You got the second one in, what? It's the Shem Shabbat. Do we know? Do we know? I don't know. The Ksais wrote a Meshayvev Nesivis. He wrote his response to the Nesivis. It's printed in the back of most Shulchan Aruch, but it doesn't get that much visibility. Everything else is on the page. That's the legend, at least, that the Nesivis paid for the Ksais' printing of the Meshayvev Nesivis. That he paid for, which may well be true. Nesivis was Rav in a big city, and Ksais was relatively less, not as well known until he published it. What? See, they had different teva. I tell you, it bothered me for years. Why is it every dying is supposed to be? Is supposed to look for the emes. Nobody goes by personal bias. So why is it almost every tshuva, Rabbi Avadia, the Sephardic minik right, the Ashkenaz minik is right? You know, the Sephardim always end up right. There are very few exceptions. Well, you have a tshuva about tznius from the Satmar Rebbe. So you know how he's going to end up. He's going to end up on the side of what tznius. Now, why is it that way? There seems to be like sort of a bias. There's not supposed to be any bias. It shouldn't be that way. So I saw once, maybe in the Chidah's writing, that it has to do with Tenua Sanefesh. A person has a Tenua Sanefesh according to the Makar of his Neshama. So the Makar of those Neshamas that come from Sephardic Makar has one Tenua Sanefesh, and that there is such a thing, a natural thing like that. And that's what the Chidah means here, that don't put together the two Talmidei Chachamim, we're not accusing them of bias, that they have different Teva and different Hanhagis, so don't put them together in a place. What? See, the Briskas, it's a little easy, because the Briskas, they just try to be Chayshish for every Shita in the book. So that's them. That's the mahalos. So in Bris, they have a lot of chumras. What? Not sin at all. No, no, it's not. Yeah, it's not. It's just a different nature. Rabbi Lichtenstein still flies to Eretz Yisrael to make matzahs. There are no matzahs in America good enough for the Bris chumras that he keeps. So he goes to, he flies to Eretz Yisrael to bake the matzahs. Either cost of the flight, it's okay. The matzahs are $120 a pound anyway. Which is only slightly more than we pay, but so you know they have a series of chumris. And what are you going
to
do?
Rebbe, there's different tenuas and nefesh. Does Rebbe think that it even goes back to the Shvatim?
Could be. My memory is not so good from back to the Shvatim, but you're right. You're definitely right. Yeah. So Beshame, a good example.
There's a din, a melech cannot be a dayan for Yibar HaShuna because he has a negiyah, he's pushing to make the year Moveres. And the Kohen Gadol also cannot be for the opposite reason.
Because they're cold, yeah.
It's Vasemes that says that if both of them are together,
okay. That's okay, they cancel each other out. Wow. So Sevis says that, okay. So it's like I said, there's a Chiddush Arad that says it. If you look back in the Beis Yosef, he brings in the Muki Yosef who says it also. Muki Yosef was a Talmud of Iran. And that's why the Masechtas that the Rad didn't finish on the Rif, the Muki Yosef tried to finish the Talmud of Iran, all in Sfarad. And Iran had a very, very difficult life. If you ever read the biography of Iran, he was near death from the government terribly. terribly. And they have today, the one thing I'd like to see in one of the museums in Eretz Yisrael, they found the Sefer Torah Shel Aran. The Ran wrote a Sefer Torah, and he writes in Drosha Saran that at the end of the Sefer Torah, in the last column, he added something. I don't know if he means he added it into the klap. I can't really add it into a klap. But he added like a kina on the different sorrows that he had. So they claim to have found the Sefer Torah. This Sefer would have to be 600 years old. And one of the things about the Sefer Torah is that the letter Kuf, the regel, touches the Gag, the whole Sefer Torah, which the Ran holds as possible. But there's a tshuva, I believe, from the Radvaz, or the Rivash, one of those of just two generations later, who's matmiya, why the Ran Sefer Torah, all the kufs touch the Gag. They say it must have been Api Kabbalah somehow. I don't know how you write a Sefer Torah Api Kabbalah, but I don't know. I'd love to see it. You know, it's hard to imagine what it looks like that many centuries old. They have Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, the Ran, so Chiddush Aran was uncovered, and it's not going to change the Psak Halacha that Ayavim HaKosher, but it'll make a person more reluctant to do it. Okay, so that's Sivtes. Now Sivtes really should have been Sif Aleph, right? Kol HaPsuim Lehayid Machbas Kurva. Right, with Hilchas Dayanim, not Hilchas Eidus. So in Hilchas Dayanim it says, anybody who's possible to be a witness, Machbas Korva, because he's a relative, or Machbas Aveira, because of Aveira. What Aveira passels, even Aveira Shabamamin, any Aveira involving dishonesty for money, or being over on a Lav Sheish by Malkus, Bemezin. And a lav sheish by Malkus b'meizi, it's a psul, psul and ladain. So anybody on that level over there by Eidus, that's possible, is possible to be a dain as well. Ayin simulam igim lamidal le prati absulim linyan Eidus. Who din linyan deyonis? Shadiyonim lo yu krivim zel azev loy laedim. They should be krivim to each other, and not to the witnesses, and certainly not to the baleidinim. So this is a non-contentious piece of the halachas here, that anybody who's possible to be an aid is possible to be a dayan. The tumul here is over Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the second piece, it's halfway down. Six or seven lies down. Shom psulin la'adayin, nichta b'tzidayin. And this is already a contentious statement. Im nitsa echabi and karvei pasul, kulam psulin. What does that mean? By Eidus, there's a din. If people say testimony together, and one member of the kat is pasul, nitsa echabi and karvei pasul, the whole kat is pasul. Even if you have 100 people saying Eidus together. As long as they have a kavon is to be one group of Edim, and one of them is pasul, then they're all pasul. Now you have to know, you can't, so the question is, so if a man is unhappy with his child's choice at a shidduch, he can mess up the shidduch. He can go under the chuppah and have a mind to be an aid. And then sechavi and karvei pasul, they're all pasul. So the answer is, that no, Nimsa Akar Apostle is only when they're mechaven to be one kat eidim together, either Bishas Ria or Bishas Agada, either one. But just Mayasu Shtei Achim Sharo Becha Chargis and Nefesh, right? The two brothers saw somebody kill somebody, he's not off the hook automatically. I Nimsa Akar Apostle. Akar Apostle is when they want to be one kat. So the Gemara doesn't say it anywhere by Dayanim. It says it by Eidim, it doesn't say by Dayan. There's a Tshuva Sarajba that appears to say it by Dayanim as well, and that's where Rabbi Kiva Eger here is Seichening Tzu, his source is Knesset HaGdayla, is the Knesset HaGdayla, which itself is based on a Tshuva Sarashva, that by Dayanim, if one Dayan is a Karvei Apostle, apostles all the Dayanim. Now, that is a tremendous Chiddush. What? So they never could. There's a cloud that Osi Adam, a person has a nature to lekayim b'dibure, to stick with his first opinion. So they, once an opinion is issued, they can never do it again, because once you're paskin, you can't paskin again. That's what happened by the chiddush asmicha, when the kain tzvas renewed the smicha. And the Talmidei Chachamim Yerushalayim said, you can't do it without us. The Rambam says you need Rav Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, and you excluded us. So they said, we'll do it again. So they invoked this rule that Osi Adon L'chazik L'amri B'diburai, that once you're paskin, you can't paskin.
Same thing by Amos, no? That once you get
Amos,
you can't retract.
No, but we're not retracting. Okay, anyway... it's not the same thing, but it's true. Once say this, you can't retract. But so this is Rabbi Kivager's Chiddush, and the yeshiva world is a big trouble because there's a ktsais that disagrees with Rabbi Kivager in the Pesachei Tshuva Chav Beis Psulin Ladain, which is in the second column, about a third of the way down. In Chav Beis. He brings the Rebbe Kivager, I don't know what the abbreviation is, Babior Gilyayne Shulchan Aruch, Rebbe Kivager, Zitzal, Nitha Betzidai, Nitzachemiyam, Karavei Pasel, Kulam Sulam. Come on, Nisimalamava, Beidis, Knesagdala Betor, Kasaibi Knesagdala, Simalava of Torah Isvav, Akalashaine, Vikasim Birki Yosef, Bishem Chuva Sarashva. That's the source of it. Shem Chusa Rajma Ksav Yad, Klal Hei Simin Samachal, Tafil Lishmuel, Bishnaim Shadona Dineim Din. Really, if two paskin b'diavad, it's a good din. Still, Donu Gimel, Echa Kariv, Kima the Mixus Bezdan Pasol, Bal Din Dumi Yedei Demat Kan Devaro. So he brings this, the Pesach of Rabbi Kivager, and, does not say chitzud ktsais. It's interesting. However, the ktsais is later in Simon Lamed Vos of Katan Zayin, and he argues Rabbi Kivager, and he says it's a beferish Gemara. Listen to a Gemara. Gemara says one of the opinions in the bright beginning of Sanhedrin. Why need three dayanim? He says, because the Torah or Chazal were chayshish for Yeshve Kronos. That somebody who doesn't know anything is going to pose as a Dayan. And if you're going to pass him out Piyachad, you'll end up with some fakes. So the Gemara says, in Kain, Shloshanami, be chayshish for three Yeshve Kronos. Plenty of Yeshve Kronos around. The Gemara says, if you have three, Yef Shoshem Bem Echad, there'll be at least one who knows what he's talking about. So why don't you say, Nimsechami and Karve Apostle Kulab Sulim? Now, you can argue Yeshua Kronis is a psul, but anyway, that the Ktsai says that you have there in the Gemara that way. Either Rajba, he says a fascinating thing. He says there are cases where a Dayan doubles up as an aid. Where's that? By a henpik. A henpik is a kiyum shtaris. If someone has a shtar signed by witnesses, he's afraid, let's say it's a long-term loan, he may have to use the shtar 5 years from now. And he won't be able to find the witnesses. There's something called a henpik. Henpik is you go to Beis Din, you mekayim the signatures, you call in the witnesses, they tell the Beis Din, yes, it's our signature. And Beis Din affixes their henpik, their kiyum shtaris to it. It's a certification of the shtar. And presumably the Beis Din signature you can always find. They gave out many piskei halachos, and that you'll be able to prove later. That's called a henpik. By every henpik, that dayanim and edim simultaneously. What are they doing? They're being mekayim the shtar. It's a good shtar. But really, they're just witnesses that the signature is authentic. Now, normally, Ein Mepie, the witness on a witness, isn't good. So they're only witnesses not on what it says in the Shtar. The witness is on the signature, which we call a hempik. And we do Kim Shtaris Bezdin. It's a Maisa Bezdin. So Zeltik says, there it's true. There, Yimasechani and Karavei Apostle Kulab Sulim, because they're Eidim at the same time that they're Dayanim. But it's not a Raya that everywhere else you would have such a rule that Nimsemech Emehen Karav Apostle, that is going to be absol, because he maintains that the Gemara says there's no such thing. And it's not interesting, because Nimsemech Karav Apostle and Shas is often, very often mentioned, and it's always by Eidim, it's never by Dayanim. It could be a Slashchiach by Dayanim to have Echemiyam Karav Apostle, but since it's the dispute here, Rekiv Eger and Ixais, and okay. What?
It happened. They saw
something together. The Kaveh to sit together. Why should apostle all of them?
Right, I'm saying
it.
You're not
going to
have to see
it. Yeah. Okay. All right. You have to know Psul Kurva is if someone sits in judgment, he doesn't know he's a relative. And later he finds out he's a relative, it's still apostle. It's not because of bias. And it could be so biased also. But the Karev is Xeris HaKasim. Gemara says, Afilo Moshe V'Aaron can't be the Yonim together, even though we're not Choshed them for bias. But Psul Korv is Xeris HaKasim. And it's a Psul. Does it apostle everybody? That's the dispute. That's the disagreement. So as I said, Sif Test is the easier of all the Sifim here. And let's see Sif Yud. Dayin sheyedeya bechaveray shu gazlin ay rasha ein loy litzdarif imay. They're pretty good, huh? If you have a dayin, what do you do when the other guy's a toyin and he's a known crook? What do you do today? I don't know. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah,
what?
I
can't hear you. So there's some bate dinim. Originally, the way it worked is the two tayyim were the zebar leyachad, bar leyachad, and they had a third person, and that's they were taka dayanim. Lately, it doesn't work that way because it's not such a you need the third person to have a really very strong spine to stand up to two tayyim. So now they have really two tayyim and three dayanim most often. But you're right. So when the Tayin's not a Dayan, you're right. I think the one thing that an arbitration agreement is binding, I think, with the exclusion of denying a person a choice of counsel. Right? You can't deny. In other words, let's say a person says, we're going to do arbitration agreements, but you can't use Tayinim. So that arbitration agreement would be invalidated because the one thing you can't do is deny someone a choice of counsel. And that goes state by state, I think, right? I don't think every state. What? The New York State does. So that's a problem. You can't exclude. One of the Batei Dinim tried to exclude anyone that doesn't have a law license. Did it go to court at the end, whether that's legal? One of the Batei Dinim, they want to exclude a lot of these Tayinim, so they said he's entitled to any counsel, but he has to be someone with a law degree. And they maintain that shouldn't run afoul of the arbitration laws. I don't know if that was upheld or not upheld. Lamais, it doesn't work anyway, because in major Dinei Torah, people just look for a Tayin, and the Tayin tells them, don't go to that Beis Din, they won't let me talk. Don't go there. So it's a major problem. But at any rate, this is it. Now there is, it's funny, this should be. Means even if you can't prove it with witnesses, if you can prove it with witnesses, he's apostle anyway. But even if you can't prove it, you know, you yourself know he's not honest, so you should. So, yeah. What? What's success? Yeah, but here we're saying even if you can't prove he's a Gazlan, but you know it individually, it's good. So this seems to be a very simple halacha. There is one taina on this sif, because here it sounds like stoma, you could take anybody. Dayan, if you know that somebody else that goes on Russia, you're not supposed to be mitzarif to him. But stoma, you could take any yid. So Pischechuvachav Gimel asks Akasha. Pischechuvachav Gimel, two thirds of the way down in the second column. Shedebe chaveray mashma min astam mutter. Stam, you could take anybody. That's not true. Leil sim and gimel sivtal. In the beginning of Shulchan Aruch it said, "Asa la'adam chacham shi'eshem b'din ashi'edeya imi yoshev." It's the other way around. You have to find out about the person before you sit with him. So here it says, "Yedir itzmashu koshalay muzik lei b'kosher ein leishiv imay." Even stama you shouldn't sit with him. So which way does it work? How does it go? So. You're going to like his first teretz. Listen to his first teretz. Teretz habach. Le'elv simigimel ba'adam muvik b'chachma. There it says, also lo'adam chacham le'ishim b'din. A chacham shouldn't sip a din until he checks out the people. Kamayri b'stam dayin. It's not a chacham. He's mutu le'ishim stama. So you have a fellow who's a dayin. You ask him, are you a chacham? He said, I'm a chacham. If you're a chacham, you can't sit, you gotta check him out. He said, no, I'm not a chacham. I can sit with anybody. I'm not. It's such a funny, answer the Bach says. He's right, it says, Asa lo chacham lo shaven. I guess, if he never heard of this din, you have to check him out. He's not a chacham. And if he did, then maybe he is. But that's his first teretz. I think he brings a second teretz. Tumim kasav. Liyashav, we go Mayri b'tchilas yeshiva l'din, ein le'yashav she'baro le'yishu adam kosher, kvar yashav imai, b'chash re'yishu kosher, beb sadim b'oizka yimin, izbaro le'yishayin ay kosher, ein sarach l'fresh mimenu, im she'yedeh b'vad eishu ra, ad she'yedeh b'vad eishu ra.
Has he hurt his reputation by
sitting with him with his non-brother? That doesn't pass him, it'll hurt his reputation. That's advice. You're right, that's good advice to him. Okay, what? Until you knew who he was sitting with. The Yashir Yishalayim, I think, wouldn't even be Edim until the Kedash Yishalayim. There wouldn't be A witnesses unless they knew who they were witnesses with. So it's... okay, hopefully we'll finish Siman Zion next week.